So, Nushu bringing the ball down the court. They're looking for a pass here. Nushu with the ball, passing it around the perimeter. 24, Blake Petla with a three-point attempt there. No good. Nushu's going to get the rebound. Another three-point attempt from Andrew. No good. So, King Cove with the rebound. Back in the hands of Michael Gould. He's going to pass it to Logan Ayapana. Gould passing it to Riley Wilson with a three-point attempt. It's good. King Cove with three more points scores 27-15. King Cove leading this one here in Port Aldred. Nushu, deep three-point attempt there by Andrew. No good. Back to Andrew. Andrew looking for a pass. Going to pass it to Bryson Andrew. Bryson Andrew passing across the court to Kaiser Gust. He drives in, looks for a shot. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. That's number 15, Brennan Larson, with the rebound. He's passing it to Michael Gould. Michael Gould taking it inside to the key. A little floater. It's good. Michael Gould absolutely cooking tonight. Another 2 points. Looks like there's a little bit of a warning here from the referees to Michael Gould. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Referee giving him a warning though. So game was stopped, but we are back going here. Scores 29-15. Nushu ball. They're bringing it down the court. Nushu passing to the right, looking for a drive, passing it back around the perimeter, fumbling it around. They're gonna get a shot up, and that's an air ball. King Cove's defense just swarming Nushu, having a hard time getting good passes. Three-point attempt here from Bryson Andrew. No good. It's going to head off to the right side of the court. Blake Petla tried to get that rebound, but it's going to go off of his hands out of bounds. So this is going to be a King Cove ball coming the other way. So score is 29-15. King Cove ball going the other way. Big man Thompson has it down low. He's going to pass it to Logan Iapana. And that is 2 points there for Logan. So Nushu. Now with the ball, 31-15. Nushu. Ball kind of not moving much here, looking for something though. Cross court pass there. And tip by King Cove, but Nushu is going to get it back. Nushu passing it around the perimeter, trying to get something going here. Number three, Bryson Andrew dribbling around. He's going for the pass, but it's tipped out of bounds. Gonna stay with Nushu here. So Nushu passing the ball around the perimeter, looking for a shot here. They get it inside, kind of low corner there. Shot attempt by number three, Bryson Andrew. It's no good. So King Cove with the rebound, looking for the shot there. So King Cove. Shot there, three-pointer by Riley Wilson. It is good. Nushu with the ball. Score is 34-15. King Cove winning. Three-point attempt there by Andrew. It is good. Number four, Andrew. So King Cove with the ball now. Michael Gould looking inside. And he was going for the shot. It looked like it slipped off his hand there and went out of bounds. So it's going to be a Nushu ball going the other way. 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. 34-18. King Cove leading this game. Nushu with the ball, hoping to maybe get a little bit of momentum here before the end of the half. Nushu passing the ball around the perimeter. Trying to get some good passes, but this King Cove defense is just going crazy right now. They're getting tips. They're getting it. They're putting pressure on. They're making this really hard for Nushu right now. Nushu with the inbound pass. And there's a shot attempt from number one, Johansson. It's going to be an air ball and go out of bounds. So King Cove bringing the ball back up. Number four, Michael Gould, our high school scorer for tonight. Passing the ball out to number three, Riley Wilson, three-point attempt. No good. It's rebounded, though, by Logan Ayapana, but it's tipped. Turnover by King Cove. Number three, Bryson Andrew there got that tip with going for the fast break, but fouled on the ground while trying to bring the ball up. gonna be a new stew ball. We have a substitution here for King Cove. Number 13, Taylor Gould coming in. 3-point shot by new stew, no good. It's an air ball. King Cove gets the rebound. Michael Gould bringing it down the court and an easy layup for our high scorer of the night, Michael Gould. This guy's been balling out. Michael Gould getting in there, applying the pressure, managing to get the steal, but it looks like he traveled after he got the steal, so it's going to go back to new stew here. Some good hustle there by Michael Gould, though. Some intense defense here from King Cove. They want this with 2 minutes left in the second quarter, 36 to 18. King Cove leading this game. And King Cove with the ball. Michael Gould bringing it up the court. Passing to the right. There's a 3-point attempt there by number three, Riley Wilson, and it is good. 39-18. King Cove leading this game. 1 minute and 45 seconds left in this game. New Stew hoping to get a few more points on the board before we go into the break. New Stew looking inside. Top of the elbow shot from number one, Joel Hansen. Rebounded by King Cove. Michael Gould grabs it, taking it the other way. Nice pass from Gould. Looking, it's passed out to the perimeter. Michael Gould gets it back on top. Gould looking for a deep three. Can't get it to go. That one is going to go off of number two, Kaiser Gust, and it's going out of bounds. So going to stay on this side, King Cove ball. Score is 39-18. 1 minute and 20 seconds left to play. 3-point attempt from Bryce. Sorry, not Bryson. Riley Wilson, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Big man Thompson has it, and he has got it. 2 points for Thompson, getting the King Cove T-Jacks over the 40-point mark. So 41-18, New Stew with the ball, looking to get a few points. We have under a minute left in the second quarter here. Number three, Bryson Andrew with the ball. Passing around the perimeter. Shot attempt by Joel Hansen of New Stew. He's going to get fouled on the way up. We're going to the line for two. So, right now we have under a minute left in the second quarter, going into the break here in about 49 seconds. King Cove leading this game 41 to 18. So, number one, Joel Hansen on the line, shooting two. He's got the first one, is good. Going for the second attempt here. To hopefully, with this shot, get New Stew over the 20-point mark. Hansen's free throw is up. It is good. Two for two from Hansen. Going to be a King Cove ball under the hoop. King Cove bringing it up. Score is 41 to 20. We have 45 seconds left in the second half. Michael Gould looking for the big man down low. Big man pass the number one shot attempt. Got the rebound. Robert Thompson with another 2 points. 30 seconds left. New Stew with the ball, bringing it down. Score is 43 to 20. New Stew putting up a shot from the top of the key. No good. Big man Thompson with the rebound. Gould taking it on the fast break. Can't get it. Loses the ball. King Cove with the rebound. Passed out to number three for King Cove. Shot attempt. Can't get it. New Stew with the rebound. New Stew trying to get it back onto their side of the court, but it's tipped out of bounds. And that's going to be a New Stew turnover. So, King Cove with the ball, 10 seconds left to play. King Cove with the ball, Michael Gould on the right side of the key. Deep three from Gould. It's good. Michael Gould with the heat check there. And that's going to be it for the first half of this game, folks. So 46-20, King Cove T-Jacks leading this game. So, an impressive performance here by the T-Jacks in the first half of this game. They're going to head to the break, talk it over, see what they can adjust New Stew here. Our high scorer for this first half, Michael Gould with 18 points. An impressive first half performance from him. The rest of the half, the rest of the team has been doing pretty well also. Number three, Riley Wilson. With 3 3-pointers made, 9 points from him. Brennan Larson, number 15, with 6 points. So, overall, great game from the T-Jacks. New Stew, not quite as impressive numbers, but Still hanging in this one. It's a 26-point game, but our high score from Nusstew, number three, Bryson Andrew, with 8 points. So we'll see if he can get over the 10-point mark in the second half. So just to remind everybody, this game is a pretty crucial game. Winner of this game will go on to play Sandpoint, who played Bristol Bay earlier today. And winner of that game will go to the semifinal game. Looks like that game is going to be on Friday. So make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for game number five of the regional tournament, which will be taking place at 6:30 tomorrow. Sandpoint versus the winner of this game. Winner of that will move on to the semifinals. Loser of this game is going on to play Bristol Bay in the losers bracket. So, just for anybody that doesn't quite understand how this tournament works, this is a double elimination tournament. So, the top two teams from this tournament will be moving on to the 1A state championship tournament in Anchorage. So, if you are eliminated from the main bracket, you have a chance to still make it to state if you can win your way back through the losers bracket. So, loser of this game will go on to play Bristol Bay. Loser of that game will be eliminated. But the winner of that game will then go on to play the loser of Manicotic versus Tenalian. So, still a chance for any of these teams to make it to state. No one has been eliminated here on the first day, but first games of the loser bracket will begin tomorrow. So, make sure you guys tune in for those. They're going to be some good games. Right now, both teams just talking it over, trying to get a good game plan here for the second half. King Cove, most of their guys out shooting, getting a few shots in, getting warmed up for this second half. Some of the starters going, getting some water, taking a break. Nusstew on the other bench, just relaxing, talking it over with the team. Score is 46 to 20, King Cove with the lead here, 26-point lead. We'll see what this second half looks like. So far, been a great game. Good performances on each side. It's going to be an awesome one. Tomorrow, we will be, excuse me, game six. Manicotic versus Tenalian will be taking place at 8 o'clock. We are not broadcasting that game on this network, but if you want to watch other games from the tournament, go to the nfhsnetwork.com website and search for Tenalian, where you can go and watch the rest of the games from the tournament. Manicotic, the number one seed in Region 1 this year, facing Tenalian, who just beat New Halen. Winner of that will move on to the semifinals, who will play the winner of Sandpoint versus the winner of this game. So, could be a pretty interesting matchup that we have tomorrow facing Sandpoint. An awesome game from the Sandpoint boys team earlier today playing Bristol Bay. Some impressive performances on both sides for sure. 4 minutes left of this halftime. Both teams getting some shots in, trying to stay warm, trying to keep their heads in the game. An important matchup tonight. Winner will advance in the regionals tournament. Winner, top two teams from this tournament will go to the state championship tournament in Anchorage. So, very important for each of the teams here to make this happen and continue the season. Our top performer tonight, number four for King Cove, Michael Gould, with 18 points so far in the first half. He's really put on an impressive performance. He's been doing it all, 3-point shots, free throws, putbacks, taking it to the hoop, good drives, steals, good defensive play. King Cove has really been applying the pressure this game to Neustu, forcing them to make bad passes, forcing them to make turnovers, really getting it done on both sides of the ball. King Cove with a pretty impressive season this year. They come into the tournament as the number three seed. So, not bad. According to the Max Preps website, they're coming in with a 6-6 overall record and a 3-4 record in the conference. So, didn't do too well in the conference this year, but a good matchup here and a good tournament. I mean, they are just. As much of favorites to go to the state tournament as anybody here. Michael Gould, our high scorer for tonight, has been having quite the season, averaging 13.8 points per game, already well above that average tonight. Very impressive. Our number two scorer on the team, number three, Riley Wilson, who is also our number three scorer tonight. He's averaged about 10.7 points per game this season. Tonight, he has 9 and 3-pointers. So, very well looking at surpassing that point per game average tonight. Our third highest scorer for King Cove with 7.6 points per game is number 15, Brennan Larson. So, under a minute left here. Both teams heading back to the bench to talk it over with their coaches. King Cove T-Jacks coach Ricky De La Cruz talking to his guys in the huddle, getting them ready here. 30 seconds remain at halftime here. Neustu Hawks Eagle coach John Hansen Sr. talking over with his guys. King Cove taking the court right now. We have Logan Ayapana, number one on the court. Number three, Riley Wilson. Number four, Michael Gould. Number 12, Jersey Mack. And number 13, Taylor Gould for the King Cove T-Jacks taking the court. They're going to pass it in, and we are beginning the third quarter here. Michael Gould with the ball, the top of the three-pointer line. No look pass to the elbow. Shot attempt by Logan. No good. He's going to get the ball back, though. Shot attempt is bad. Rebound by Neustu, but pushed back to King Cove's side. So King Cove is going to get the ball back. Number three, Riley Wilson with the three-point. It's good. Riley Wilson with three, sorry, excuse me, four three-pointers tonight. That's going to put him over the 10-point mark. 49 to 20, King Cove leading. Three-point attempt by Blake Petla. A deep three from Neustu. Blake Petla getting Neustu a little bit closer here in this game. 49 to 23, King Cove leading the ball. Michael Gould with the ball at the top of the three-point line. Turnaround, jump shot, fade away, and that's going to hit the back of the backboard and be a Neustu ball. Neustu with the ball, bringing it up the court. Pass to the right, pass back to the middle. Neustu looking for a shot. Ooh, almost a deep three there. Blake Petla from the corner. No good. Rebound by Nishu. That's going to be Bryson Andrew with the Nishu. Rebound. Petla gets the ball, passing it around the perimeter, passing it around the perimeter. Number one, Joel Hanson with the shot attempt. No good. Rebound by King Cove. So King Cove with the ball still on Nishu's side. Pass to Gould. He's bringing it over the half court. Looking inside. Drive. No good. Missed shot by Gould, but it's rebounded by number 13, Saylor Gould, who's going to put it back after 2 points. 51 to 23 in Port Allsworth here. Nishu looking for a deep three. No good. King Cove trying to get that rebound, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Saylor Gould. So it's going to stay Nishu ball here. Nishu with the inbound. Passes it in. Deep three from number four, Andrew. No good. Rebound by King Cove, and they're going for the fast break. Wide open layup from number three, Riley Wilson, who has also been having an awesome night tonight. Nishu bringing the ball up, 53 to 23, down 30 in this third quarter here. Nishu looking for a pass. It's stolen by Riley Wilson. King Cove ball. Back to Michael Gould. Michael Gould passing it around. Number 12, Jersey Max looking for the three. No good. Rebounded by King Cove, though. Shot attempt is no good. Nishu back with the ball. And that is stolen by Logan Aiapana. And he's going to give it to Michael Gould, who's taking it up the court. Gould looking inside. Spinning layup. Hits the back of the backboard. Not even close there. Nishu gets the rebound, and they're going to take it up the court. Nishu King Cove with the rebound. Fast break attempt by Joel Hanson. No good. Nishu gets the ball back. Number four, Andrew with the ball at the top of the perimeter. Nishu, Bryson Andrew puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. So Michael Gould with the ball, bringing it down. Score is 53 to 23 still. Riley Wilson with his fifth three-pointer of the night. This guy is on fire right now, giving King Cove an even bigger lead, 56 to 23. Nishu with the ball, passing it around the perimeter, looking for a shot here, trying to get a deep shot. Blake Petlow with the deep three, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Ball is back to Gould. Michael Gould, you're a little Euro step inside, goes for the layup, missed. Rebounded by Logan Aiapana, who's going to get that put back layup. Nishu, a little confusion here, inbounding the ball, but it's in the hands of Michael Gould, and he is going to get an easy layup there. Michael Gould putting on a little man-to-man pressure here on the inbound, but Nishu able to get past it. Nishu with the ball at the top of the perimeter, looking for a shot. Score is 60 to 23. Nishu has quite a deficit now at this point. Wide open man under the basket. That's number one. Joel Hanson with an easy 2 points for Nishu. And looks like there was a foul on the ground there. I'm a little confused what happened, but it's going to go back to Nishu here. So Nishu with the ball under the basket. They pass it in. Score is 60-25. Deep three from number four, Andrew of Nishu. And that is good. So the score is now 60-28. Number four, Michael Gould. Deep three, no good. Rebounded by Nishu. Nishu bringing it the other way. Nishu, number two, Kaiser Gus, bringing it up the court. Nishu passing it around the perimeter, looking for a shot. Kaiser Gus taking it inside. Outside to Blake Petla. Deep three, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Number 15, Brennan Larson passing it inside to Michael Gould. That's another 2 points for Gould. So King Cove, 62 to 28, putting on a show right now tonight. Nishu with the ball. Another 3-point attempt from them. That's number one, Joel Hanson of Nishu with the 3-pointer. King Cove bringing it the other way. 62 to 31. King Cove with a dominant game. Hanson looking inside. Pass around the perimeter. Number three, Riley Wilson. 6 3-pointers tonight. This guy cannot miss. 65 to 31. King Cove leading this game. Nustu with a deep 3-point attempt. It is good. Number four for Nustu Andrew with a deep 3-pointer, 65 to 34. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball coming up the court by number four of King Cove, Michael Gould. Looking inside for the big man. No good. That's going to be a turnover. Number one, Joel Hansen of the Nustu Hawk Eagles bringing the ball up the court. Looking in the corner for Andrew. No good. Gould with the ball. A steal there. Bringing it up the court. Trying to get a fast break layup. Couldn't get it. Nustu with the rebound. Bringing it the other way. Number one for Nustu. Hansen with it in the corner. Passing the ball around the perimeter. Ball going to the right. Back out. That's Blake Petlow with a 3-point attempt. No good. Rebounded by number 15, Brennan Larson for King Cove. They're bringing it down the court. Larson bringing the ball up the court on the left side. Driving inside. And that's going to be a travel from Larson. So a King Cove turnover. Nustu ball. Score is 65 to 34. We had about a minute and 20 seconds left in this third quarter. King Cove with a very definite lead here. Nustu, really their last chance to get something going, and they might have it. Number one, Joel Hansen with a 3-point from the corner, going to put the score at 65 to 37. We just hit the 1 minute mark right here. And number four, Michael Gould for King Cove, passing ball around the perimeter. A shot attempt by Riley Wilson, no good. He has been balling out tonight, though, so that is his shot. Nustu with the rebound. Trying to get something going here. They're passing around the perimeter. Number one for Nustu, Joel Hansen with a nice 3-pointer. 15-point game now. 30 seconds left. They were down 30 in this quarter. Now, only a 15-point deficit for Nustu. Coming back with some vengeance here, making clutch shots. Oh no, and a technical foul here called on the court. Not sure quite who that was called on. So, Nustu shooting some free throws here off the technical. That technical is going to be a number four, Michael Gould, our high scorer for tonight. Looked like maybe some harsh words exchanged there. Not totally sure what happened, but Nustu is going to get a few points off of that free throw and the ball back. So 65-41, Nustu's ball. And under 30 seconds here remaining. So it looks like refs are talking it over here, and it's going to be a Nustu ball out of bounds at half court. So a little bit of confusion here on what that last call was, but. Looks like they're changing up the who the foul was on there. So not totally sure what happened, but hey, Nustu has it. Oh, okay. Looks like there was a charge on number one. So Nustu with the ball. 3-point attempt from number four, Andrew, and it is good. 65-44. Nustu making a case for a comeback right now. King Cove with the ball. 8 seconds remain. Number four, Michael Gould, deep 3-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the big man Thompson. He's looking inside. Pass to 15. Looking back out for Riley Wilson. Trying to get three before halftime, but can't get it. 65-44. Wow. What a crazy quarter of basketball there. Nustu was down 30 at one point in this half. Coming back. Now the score is 65-44. So. I guess down 20, but 21, but making it happen. Good shots from Nustu, making him hit. Some awesome basketball here going on in Port Ellsworth. Thanks everyone for tuning in. If you just tuned in, this is the King Cove versus New Steel game. Winner of this will be playing Sandpoint tomorrow to continue on into the tournament. Loser playing Bristol Bay. So a very important game for both of these teams right now. New Steel taking the ball out at half court. Inbound pass. A little bit of confusion by King Cove. Looks like they were trying to talk it over and weren't paying attention. New Steel gets a shot up. No good. But King Cove with the rebound, bringing it the other way. Number four, Michael Gould, bringing it up the right side of the court. Passing to big man Thompson. Back outside to 15. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by King Cove, but it's stolen by New Stew. So that's going to be a foul there by New Stew. Excuse me, King Cove number four, Michael Gould. He has three fouls now. New Stew balled 3 point. Deep 3 point from number four, Andrew. Andrew been turning up the heat right now. 65 to 47. King Cove with the ball, looking inside, passing around big man Thompson with it down low. He's going to go up for the shot and is fouled. So big man Thompson going to the line. 65 to 47. Here in Port Allsworth, King Cove winning this shot, this game. So our high score for the night is still Michael Gould with 22 points. Big man Thompson at the line. First free throw is no good. Looking for his second one here, and it is good. So score is 66 to 47 here in Port Allsworth. King Cove with the lead. Deep three-pointer from New Stew. No good. That's an air ball going out of bounds. So King Cove bringing the ball up. Number 15 for King Cove with the ball in the middle of the court. Passing it around. A little bit of a sketchy pass there. But King Cove manages to recover it. Number four, Gould, looking inside. Top of the key goes down low. Number 31, King Cove. Shot attempt, no good. New Stew with the rebound, bringing it the other way. New Stew, deep three pointer from number one, Joel Hansen. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove taking it the other way. Number four, Michael Gould with the ball. Looking for something here on offense. Pass down low to 31 for King Cove. Shot attempt is no good. And that was Elliot Farr with the shot attempt, not able to get it. So, rebound by New Stew. Big man Robert Thompson, number 34, fouled there on the rebound there. So it's going to be a New Stew ball. New Stew with it on the left side of the court, passing it around the perimeter, trying to look for another deep three here. It's a turnover. Oh, but they're going to get it back. A turnover from King Cove. Three-pointer there from New Stew in the basket and out. Ball fell out of the basket there, rolled onto the floor, and looks like it was kicked by a King Cove player. So it's going to be New Stew ball. They just inbounded the ball. Blake Petla got that inbound, but was hit out of bounds by number 15 for King Cove. Petla inbounding the ball and passing it around the perimeter. New Stew, deep three-pointer. No good. New Stew with the rebound. New Stew passing it, trying to get something going here. That's number one. Joel Hansen for New Stew with 2 points. A little jump shot from the top of the key there to keep New Stew in this one. King Cove dribbling the ball. No look pass from. Pass it into big man Thompson, but it was blocked by number one, Joel Hansen. Out of bounds on Hansen, so it's going to be a King Cove ball. Inbound pass to Thompson. Little jump shot from the short corner there by Robert Thompson. He's got 2 points off that one. New Stew bringing the ball up. Score is 68 to 49. King Cove winning this one right now. 3 point attempt from New Stew. No good. Rebounded by King Cove. King Cove bringing the ball up the court. Michael Gould coming up the left side. Gould looking at the top of the key. Jump shot there by Ayapana. No good. Rebounded by New Stew. New Stew looking in the corner for a shot. And number four, Andrew puts up a three. No good. Rebounded by 31 for King Choke. Elliot Farr. He's going to pass it out. Michael Gould has the ball. Driving into the key. A little Euro step from Gould, and it's good. So Gould now with 24 points, leading scoring in this game. Nusu bringing the ball up. Score is 70 to 49. Down 31 points here with 4.5 minutes left to go. D3 from Joel Hanson of Nusu. Getting the Eagles over the 50-point mark there. 70 to 52. King Cove decisively winning this one. King Cove with the ball. Big man Elliot Farr has the ball down low. Looks like it was ripped out of his hands by Nusu there. Nusu on the fast break, and it's going to go out of bounds. Looks like number three for Nusu kind of fumbled the ball around and couldn't hold on there. So King Cove bring the ball up. Score is 70 to 52. King Cove with the decisive margin and lead right now. Little jump shot there from the big man, number 34 for King Cove. No good. Nusu bringing it the other way. Nusu, another three-pointer. No good. So King Cove gets that rebound. Big man Elliot Farr with that rebound. Passes it to our high scorer for the night, Gould. He's going to pull up for a three, and the bank is open. Number four, Michael Gould with a three-point shot there. 73 to 52. King Cove leading this one. Another three-point attempt from Nusu. No good. Getting tipped out of bounds off of Nusu. So it's going to be a King Cove ball going the other way. 3 minutes and 27 seconds left. King Cove winning this one, 73 to 52. Nusu applying the pressure, bringing some guys up, trying to get the ball back. But King Cove's going to bring the ball up. Shot attempt from number three, Riley Wilson, no good. Riley Wilson been balling out tonight with 6 three-pointers made. I can't get that one. Nusu with the ball, passing it around. Looking for a shot here. Nusu driving in. And the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds by King Cove. So Nusu ball under the basket. 3 minutes. 3 minutes remaining in this fourth quarter. Winner of this game will go on to play Sandpoint. Three-point attempt from Nusu there. No good. King Cove's going to get that rebound. Michael Gould bringing the ball off the court. Looking inside for a teammate. Little fake there. Passes it to Brennan Larson, who's going to go for the shot. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson's going to try and put it back up, but can't get it. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Thompson. So Nusu bringing it the other way. 73 to 52. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Winner of this will play Sandpoint tomorrow. Nusu looking for some last-minute points here. Trying to get some three-point shots off. Passing it inside, and it's good. That's number two. Kiger Gus with a nice under-the-basket shot. Kinko bringing it the other way, 73 to 54. Gould with the deep three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by King Cove. Gould's got a rebound, and he's going to put it up for two. So Gould with an impressive night tonight. High scorer for this game. Nusu with the ball. Shot attempt there by Nusu, but it is no good. King Cove going to bring it the other way. Gould looking down low. He's got number 15, Brennan Larson, for an easy layup. Some nice connection there between Gould and Larson. Nusu with the ball, trying to get some late points here in the fourth. But King Cove is still putting on the pressure, not letting him get any easy buckets. Inside look for number two. No good. King Cove's going to get that rebound. Gould bringing it up the court, trying to go coast to coast with this fadeaway jump shot with the short corner, and he has got it. Number four, Michael Gould, cooking tonight. Stolen on the inbound by 15, Brennan Larson, and Brennan Larson just got two more points there. Score is 81 to 54. King Cove winning this. Nusu with the ball now. Passing it around the perimeter, looking for something. Little short corner shot there from number one of Nusu, Joel Hanson. It's going to be rebounded by Nusu. And under the basket, Bryson Andrew for Nusku is going to get two. So scores 81-56. We have 45 seconds left in this game. Michael Gould just turned the ball over there. Pass it right into the hands of a Nusku player. Nusku bringing it up the court. Nusku, little short corner floater there from Joel Hansen. It is good off the backboard. 81-58. 20 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. Number four for King Cove. Michael Gould bringing it up. He's going to pass to Riley Wilson, who's going to get his seventh three-pointer of the night. Wilson balling out right now. Nusku with the ball. 1 second left. Three-point shot from Blake Petla there is no good. So a decisive win for the King Cove T-Jacks right now, as they're going to advance to play the Sandpoint Eagles tomorrow. So for anyone tuned in, that game will be taking place tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. So tune in at 6:30 p.m. for Sandpoint Eagles versus the King Cove T-Jacks. Awesome game there tonight. Our high schooler, Chase Gould, with 33 points. Amazing performance. All-around team play from the King Cove T-Jacks. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 6:30.